Yes, sir, okay. Of our blessed B'Yakov. Our blessed B'Yakov holds that a person can be makna davar shlebo li'aylam. Not, we'll see later on, at what point, meaning there are stages in davar shlebo li'aylam. So we're going to see later on what, exactly what Rabbi Blessed B'Yakov holds. Let's see the Gemara. Yes, okay, number of Blessed B'Yakov. I feel Amar Paris Arugazu Talusha Miyatruma Paris Arugazu Mukhabaris. The fruit of this row, which is detached, should be Truma on the row that's attached. Or Paris Arugazu Mukhabaris Yatruma Paris Arugazu Talusha. Or vice versa, that the row that's Mukhabaris should be Truma on the row that is Talusha. Meaning they're not completely grown yet. When they get to the stage, a shlish is when it's roy for truma. Until shlish, it's not fit for truma. At shlish is when it's fit for truma. So the shaviu shlish, when they reach the stage of shlish, that's when it should be chal, meaning that's when I do it now. So when it comes to shlish, they'll bring the shlish and I'll take it off. So if you shlish, listen to Arv Kayama. But here it's not biyadai. Biyadai is to harvest it. It's not biyadai to grow a third. That happens by the Rabbeinu Shlalom. And yet Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says you're allowed, you're able to do that. Because he says a person can be makna davar shlebo li'aylam. We'll see that it's not 100%. But that's what he holds. As the Rashi, yes, sir, Akein, Tula Masha Ein B'Yadai, the Tzavar, which Rav Elazar ben Yaakov holds, Adam Magdish U'Makna Davish Leval Yadam. A person can make Hegdish, and here in this case make Truma, or be Makna, give to somebody, a Davish Leval Yadam. Sorry, there's an next Rashi, which is useless. Tadai Lev Yushlesh. That point he cannot harvest it and separate truma. The tua that did not bring a third is not considered grain to the cover versus shama. But asas is a tua l'shalosh, a tikkun l'shalosh and l'shlish. Gemara Rosh Hashanah talks about there. It doesn't make the tua l'shalosh shamim. The Gemara darshins there l'shlish. That in order to separate truma, it has to be a third grown. Back to the Gemara. Back to the Gemara by Amar Rabba. The Amar of Eliezer ben Yaakov el B'Shachas. Eliezer ben Yaakov said it only if it grew a little bit. Meaning it grew. How does he translate the word Shachas?
Fodder.
Fodder? Fodder. Meaning yeah. It's parched. Grown. It didn't get to a third, but it's already, ready to be harvested for animals.
It's at the served stage.
What?
It says he includes that it could be served as fodder, like you, the Rebbe is about to say.
Served as fodder, right, which means it's fit for animals. Abu Ba'agam, meaning it's only very small sprouts, and didn't reach the stage of being fed that being used as fodder. Life. Even he would agree, meaning he holds that in order for truma to work, even though he holds you can do davish labali aylam, but it has to be something recognizable or chashim, the way Rashi uses the word. But if it's so small that it's not even chashim at its point, can be used for anything, then he would agree that at that point you can't do davish labali aylam. Meaning he splits davish labali aylam. Davish lebali aylam is something that's not here. It's not ready. This is not ready for truma, but it's ready for something else. So therefore, he holds you can do it at that point. But if it's totally not ready for anything, then he holds you can't do a davish lebali aylam. Let me try to explain. The way the Rishonim explained it is, what's wrong with being makna davish lebali aylam? That it says, because people don't really, when they say things like davish lebali aylam, it doesn't really mean anything because it's not here yet. So therefore, we say their das is not 100%. We can't rely on agreements on something that's not around. We don't take those agreements as a real 100% decision. Whereas if it's already in this world at a certain point, the blessed of Yaakov holds, we do take the agreement as a 100% decision. But if it's less than that, even he agrees that at that point, You can't do split davish lebal the oilam. So what I'm trying to say is davish lebal the oilam is not either yes or no. There's some that say no all the time. There's some that say yes all the time, as we will see. There's some that split it. At a certain stage, even though it's not ready yet, but it's close enough that we're willing to consider it as if it is bavli idlam, even though it's not. But if it's not close enough, then Reb Lezer Biyakov's personal opinion is that we would consider it like bavli idlam and it would not work. So let's see.
Rabbi?
Rashi. Yes.
Rabbi, why is the emphasis here on it having a use or a significance versus having a better chance of survival into its intended eventual form?
Because Gemara assumes, again, Gemara assumes that it will survive either way, that even the Agram will survive, because the majority of Agram survives. The overwhelming majority of Agram survives. So it's not a question of survival. It's a question of whether it's enough in this world to have any connection to being here. For truma purposes, it's not here yet. But it's
doesn't the truma have to be the same thing as opposed to just something of significance or something of eventual similar value?
Let's say it's both wheat, right? One is wheat, uh-huh. One is wheat that's not grown a third yet. But it's going to be wheat. It's going to grow into wheat. Now, it's going to grow into wheat no matter which stage we're at, whether we're at the sprouting stage or at the fodder stage. But by being at the fodder stage, the Lezer Biyakov was willing to consider it already here. He expands the terminology of what's considered here. It's not here, but to him, this is considered here, because it's already significantly grown. Therefore, even though it's not at the stage of Truma yet, but it's close enough that he considers it here. Whereas the ones who argue with him, they know here means ready for Truma now, not ready for Truma in 3 weeks from now.
Okay.
Is there an argument related to the idea that we've encountered many times, the difference between a sheet of leather for a mat or for shoes, that once it is ready for fodder, it actually is something. Prior to that, it is not something.
The initial machshava may have been for bread,
but this machshava now, which is a real machshava and a real matzias, is for fodder.
It's not a good analogy. It is somewhat, but not a good one, because fodder is not chayav in truma. Even if you plan to use it for fodder, it will never be chayav in truma. So therefore, it's not like you can decide it's chayav in truma now. It's not. Unlike the mat, you can decide it's a keli. You can't decide this is fodder and it's chayav in truma, because fodder is never chayav in truma. But I agree with you, the fact that it's fodder and it's already usable makes it that it's close enough to being an existing in this world. Rashi.
Rebbe, can I ask you a quick question? Rebbe?
Yeah, go ahead.
Is it machlokas of what Rebbe Ben Yaakov says? Rabbah argues Rebbe Yosef?
Yes. We didn't get to Rebbe Yosef yet, but yes.
Oh, okay.
Rabbah says Rebbe Ben Yaakov is limited to shachas, but agram would not be good enough. And Rebbe Yosef, I can read it inside now. Rebbe Yosef Amar, I feel about agram. Even agram is good enough. Now, if it's not even agram, if it didn't even start growing at all, then Rabbi Lezer Biyakov would say you can't do it, because that's, even though it's theoretically going to grow, if you put the seeds in the ground, but it's not. Rabbi Lezer Biyakov is not saying you can do anything on Tavish Tavali Olam completely. It has to be somewhat Bali Olam, but not Bali Olam enough to do what you want to do. So the question is, to what degree does it have to be Bali Olam? Rashi. Even though the kernels are not a third ripe, even if the kernels themselves did not blossom yet, sprout yet, it's already fodder, I guess. The stalks, the straw that grows is fodder. The royal lichter lahakal lebehema. The meaning, the minker v'chashavu, Rashi translates it, as recognizable and important, not important, but worthwhile. It's very soft sprouts. It's not even hard stalks yet. Kind of the forest of my lush and akam. Loi, the kibin lechoshev, the kaila lechem chuma lemefreya. You can't make chuma work retroactive to this point because it's not here at all. It's not enough here. Dr. Gemara, my mashma, hi akam listened to bitsunahu. This is a language, a linguistic. How do I know that the word agam means sprouting enough to bend it over? It's big enough that you can bend whatever grows, it's soft, and you can bend it over. I'm Rablazan Amikro Halkaif. I think I'm pronouncing it right. Halkaif. Halkaif Ka'agam Raishai. Hashem is saying, well, this is a Yeshaya Navi giving Musar. He says, do you think Hashem is happy that a person should bend his head like a needle that's bent? So we see from here that the Agamon is something bent, something bendable. So we're saying that grain, at the point that it starts growing and is soft and is bendable, is called Agam. Rashi, Betzona, Shumavatsu Va'olam and Aretz. It sprouts from the ground. V'yesh Be'kedei Lakov. And it's enough to bend it. We find a similar Gemara. Like Ibtul Zirsa did not sprout the size of a Zeres, which is a half an Amma. Like Gadol Zeres, it didn't grow to that. It's not talking about our Gemara there. It's just bringing in from the language. That's the Gemara writer. Based on this, Machlaikas, Rabbi and Rabbi Yisuf, in Rabbi Eliezer and Yaakov's opinion, Geman Osbah HaNetanya, to the following Brisa, who is he going like? Haimel Chaveroi. In Yolda Ishtacham Kodeshishli, they gave him Kodeshishli. Somebody says to his friend, if your wife gives birth to a girl, I want to marry her. She's Mekodeshish, meaning I want to do Kedusha now, because the baby is not Bali Yolam. That's if the woman is not pregnant. If the woman is pregnant, it's considered already Baal Olam. Now, this is not according to the Tanna Kamma, because the Tanna Kamma doesn't consider her capable of Kedushin, and this is not the Yadai. He cannot make her be born right now. The answer is, it's going like Rabbi Lazar Yaakov, who says that natural growth is good enough, but it has to reach a certain stage. Now, Rabbi and Rabbi Yaakov had an argument, what stage it has to grow, it has to be at. Now, translate that into a woman that's pregnant. According to Rabba, it would have to be she's visibly pregnant. That way, this is already at the stage that is analogous to fodder. And therefore, the Lazar Yaakov would say that a person can be Makna Devashul, even though it's way below the island as far as Kedushin, but it's considered already at a point that it's Chashuv, she's visibly pregnant, therefore the Kedushin can work. As long as she's pregnant already, even though she's not showing, doesn't make a difference. At that point, it's like agam. Therefore, just like by agam, people should please mute themselves unless they have to ask a question. But by agam, By agam, it works. So this is analogous to agam. She's pregnant, but not at a point that it's showing yet. So it's like a lower stage, and it would depend on the Machlokes Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef. The Trashi, Man Osmad Reb Chanina Koi, Kman Porush Reb Chanina Masnissen, on the Brisa, Reb Chanina explained, the Mishnah Muberes Dvarav Kayaman, Alma, Dabish Labo Lekal Le'olam, it's the Emakta. Reb Chanina holds, like Reb Lazar Yaakov, that something that's totally not in the world, you can't do a Kenyan. Ababa Mitzasai, Makta. If it's partially in the world, you could do a kinyan. Come on. Iku Rabbi Sphere laid the Ukmanur Blessed Biyakim Shakas, if you hold like a blessed Rabbi, that says it has to be at the stage of fodder. Alchemu Beres, Nami Kishuhukurubra. Here also, the pregnancy has to be that the infant, the fetus, is showing to the Blessed Biyakim. Iku Rabbi Yasis Sphere laid, that feel about Agam Amur Blessed. If you hold the Rav Yosef that he even said about Adam, even if it's not recognizable, visible, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Mukadash is the different blessed miyakim. Now, so Trashi, Mukadash blessed miyakim, kind of on the Mishnah Sakabinaki. We happen to pass the Mukadash blessed miyakim. That's why we're interested in spending time explaining him as analogous to pregnancy, because we pass him like him. That our Mishnah, there was a question whether if you look back at our Mishnah on the Amid Aleph, in parentheses, it said this thing about pregnancy. Now, our Mishnah was not Reb Lezer Miyakov. At least there was no mention of his name. That's why the Parshim say it doesn't belong to the Mishnah. Reb Chanina added it to the Braisa, because Reb Chanina is of the opinion like Reb Lezer Miyakov. And according to Reb Lezer Miyakov, it would be that if it's partially in this world, not totally Leibali Olam, then it works. What is considered partial? If you learn like Rabbah, partial has to be Chashuv, fodder by grain, visible pregnancy by a woman. And if you learn like Rav Yosef, it just has to be in the starting stages, but existing, not preconception. That would not be considered enough. Dr. Gemara, yes.
How can we mimadama a pregnant lady to shachas? We can see shachas, but we don't know if the lady's going to give birth to a girl. So it's
well, he said if. He made it imply that it's a girl. You're right. There's no way to know if it's a girl. I mean, in those days, for sure not, right? But it's if. If it's a girl, she's already in this world. You can make it imply that she's a girl. The problem is only she doesn't exist yet. She's not here. She's not ready for Kedushin. There has to be a living baby out of the womb to be considered ready for Kedushin. So Reb Lezer Miyakov is saying, as long as she's in the chosh of a position, or according to Rabbi Yosef, she exists, even if she's not ready for Kedushin, that much of a davish no bali olam Reb Lezer Miyakov would give. But you're right. It's not a vada Kedushin. We'd have to wait and see if it's a girl.
Are there three opinions in the world? Are there three ways to learn him?
No, there's two ways to learn him, but there's a Tanakhama that argues and holds it doesn't work, period. Meaning, our Mishnah held life on the island doesn't work, period. End of story. It has to be ready now, or you has to be in your hands to make it work now. You have to be able to separate the Truma now. You have to be able to make the Kedushin now. That's our Tanakhama. Reb Lezer Miyakov came along and said, no. Doesn't have to be at that stage. It can be partially Leibah Le'ayla. Now, what's partially?
You in all the argues in all the earlier parts also of the Mishnah?
Meaning what he would say by Gairus? We consider that around enough? I can hear one way, I can hear the other way.
All
I hear you. Meaning you want to know what he would say by Lachish's guy or Lachish's guy. The people are around in the world, but it's not the Yadai. I think I don't know. Because in this case, no, I don't know if he would agree there. Because there it's not the Yadai, period. Here, at one point, it's going to become the Yadai. There will never be the Yadai. It can never do the Kedushin. Never up to him.
Yadai and Davishim, different concepts and two reasons.
I didn't hear what you just said.
Yado and Davishlo Bola Olam are two different concepts and two different reasons why something would not work, why Kedushin wouldn't work.
Well, let's go to the Tanakhama. He holds a person cannot make a king in a Davishlo Bola Olam. But if it's B'yadai, that makes it B'al Le'olam. You can harvest the grain now, therefore you can make the truma before you harvest it. The fact that you can make it B'al Le'olam makes it B'al Le'olam. But you have to be able to make it B'al Le'olam in order for it to be B'al Le'olam. Reb Lezer Miyakov is saying, you don't have to make it B'al Le'olam if it's already well on its way to being B'al Le'olam.
If it's so, well, but Gairus is something that is Bol Olam, but it's not Biyado. That's why.
Meaning it never reaches the stage that it's under your control. You'll always need a Das Acheres.
The reason, okay.
Yeah. Look, you have to come right back. Ikudi Amri Amri Rabba Loyam Rablazer, v'yakav ela b'shachas de be'kivshav. It's a field that is two kinds of fields. Fields that had enough rainwater, and that's called the Beis HaBaal. And then there's a field that's called the Beis HaShlochen that needs constant irrigation. So now Rabbi is saying, the only time Rabbi Yaakov considers it Bali Olam, when it's fodder, if it's fodder in a place where rainwater suffices. Since rainwater suffices, therefore we consider it ready, it's going to happen. But if it's in the Beis HaShlochen that you need to irrigate it, even if it's fodder, we don't say it, because then that's too far removed, because it requires human irrigation to move it from fodder to the final stage. So to Rav Lezer Yaakov, you can't consider it here yet. There's too many steps before you can take the truma. You have to irrigate it. It has to grow, and then you can harvest it and take the truma. The other one is all you have to do is let it grow and harvest it. You don't have to do any step beforehand. The Blessed Yaakov is, according to Rabbi, saying, too many steps, even though irrigation is biyadai, you can irrigate it. But it's a step before. You need irrigation to help it grow, to make it harvestable for truma. The Blessed Yaakov would say, that's not considered bali olam. Too many steps are necessary. Let's read it inside. Namar Blessed Yaakov b'shachos debekirshu, which is a fodder that grows in a land, I don't know what he translates it, that it rainwater suffices. Ava b'shachas de b'shachya, but if it's fodder in the field that it needs to be irrigated, light. Yaisav amrafil b'shachas de b'shachya. He disagrees, but according to this version, he also requires fodder. It just doesn't require fodder in a rain-sufficient field. But he says it has to be fodder. If it's less than fodder, it's not going to work. So going to the second version of the Machlokes, Rabbi Yosef does not hold that less than fodder is considered bali olam. He agrees to Rabbi. They're arguing in how many steps would Rabbi Lezer Yaakov be happy with. The extra step of needing to irrigate it, is that called moving out of being bali, according to Rabbi Lezer Yaakov, being able to make the truma. So Dr. Gemara, according to this version of the Machlokes, everybody agrees that the pregnancy has to be visible. A visible pregnancy is considered like a fodder in a field that's self-watered, meaning rainwater suffices. Because now, according to Rabbi Yosef, he also agrees you need fodder. You would also agree that you need a visible pregnancy. So, Kaman Azla, on the time you have a to each of the Kavan Mukhtashis, the Amr Klum, the Amr of Khadina, the Shonar Jainishta Muberes, Avishta Muberes, the Rab Kayamim. According to this version, even Rabbi Yosef needs fodder, and therefore it needs to be visible. If not, it wouldn't work. Rashi, the Bekim Shishadish of Beis HaBaal, called the Beis HaBaal, Shidayim and Make Shumim, rainwater is enough. Ava Pesachos the Beis HaKish, Shishadish of Beis HaShlokim, that's what it's called, Shitzricha Lahashkais, you need to constantly irrigate it, Loyomar. This Davida de Beseda, Kimle Mashkala, Tudimi Boyla. It's frequent that it gets ruined if you don't irrigate it properly. We consider it totally removed. There's too many steps here. It reached fodder. I need it to be hukar obrah. Pregnancy is considered like fodder in a water field that rainwater suffices. Shagom Rebbe Deshamayim, that the Rebbe Shalom takes care of it, doesn't need human intervention to irrigate the field. Shalai Bali Oilam is Viter. Dr. Gemar Viter. Amar Abayim. Rebbe Lezer Yaakov, the Rebbe, the Mayor, Kul Sir Le Adam Makta Dover Shalai Bali Oilam. They all hold that you can be Makta Dover Shalai Bali Oilam. Now, Rashi explains, they all need partial Bali Olam. To let Davish Labal Olam be a Gemura. Yuhachad Lehevi Shlesh. Again, Rashi is pointing to you out that these three Mandi Amrem do not necessarily hold that you don't need any Bali Olam at all. They're saying you don't need complete Bali Olam. like Reb Lazar Yaakov said, that if it's fodder, it's good enough. So they would agree to that concept. You could have something that's here, but not here, and that can work. Whereas the Tanakhama holds, it has to be totally doable now. Can't say it'll be doable in the future unless it's biyadai. These things are not biyadai, as we will see. And still, we say that as long as the person's in the world, you can have a bullet by bali oilam. And now the Gemara is going to show you cases. Not necessarily do they agree with each other, but they all three work with the concept that you don't need a total bali oilam. It doesn't mean Reb Lazar Yaakov would agree to Reb Meir. It doesn't mean that Rebbe would agree to Reb Lazar Yaakov, as we will see. All it means is, in the approach to things, they're not insisting on a total bali oilam. They're satisfied with less than a total, each one in their own case. Reb Lazar Yaakov of the Maros, Reb Lazar Yaakov, we just said, that even though it's not ready for Truma now, it's only fodder, but it's going to happen, that's good enough. But if it's not fodder, it's not good enough. Rabbi, Titania. Rabbi, when did he say it? Well, the following brisa. The pasuk says, "Lesasir eved el adoinav." Simply put, it means, do not lock an eved back to his master. Do not give an eved back to his master. Now, we don't know what that pasuk means. There are multiple explanations in the Gemara in Gittin, but we're going with Rebbe's opinion. Rabbi Eimer, what is the pasuk talking about? The guy went and he said to the Eved, I am freeing you when I buy you. Meaning he doesn't own the Eved at this point. The Eved exists. He exists. Planning to buy the Eved. And he gives the Eved a star shachur that you kick in when he buys him. It's to be retroactively free. Now, his right to free the Eved is like Bali Olam. He doesn't own the Eved. So obviously he can't free him. But the Eved exists. Not like Bali Olam totally. The circumstance of freedom is non-existent. But there's some existence here. The Eved's here. The owner is here. What's lacking is the ability to free him now, which he can... It's not biyadai. He needs somebody to agree to sell him. Doesn't have... up to him, not biyadai, but the evidence in the world, it's not loy bali oilam totally. And that's good enough, according to Rabbi. Again, the same approach, that if something is partially bali oilam or enough bali oilam, that's okay. He wrote to the Eved, Nishkulchacha, when I buy you, you'll be free from now. Now, it's not Bali Olam. He has no ability to do it now. He can't harvest it. He can't do anything. He needs somebody else's agreement. But Rebbe says, it's not like Bali Olam. There's an Eved existing. There's an owner existing. It's therefore, it's good enough to be considered like Bali Olam. Rashi. They shouldn't give him to his owner to work with him. Because he's not freeable now. Dr. Ashi, you think it's talking about freedom already? He wants to go back to work. Not like you had an Eved that you freed and now you want to take him back. That wouldn't be an Eved. He's free. So by calling him an Eved means he's still an Eved. And we don't let the master keep him. Why not? Because he freed him. But if he freed him, he's not an Eved. The answer is, he's still an Eved. Master said, when I buy you, you'll be free. And we're saying, it works. It's a raya that you can be machna davish la bali oilam if it's somewhat bali oilam. Reb Meir, where did Reb Meir say it? The Tanya, our Mishnah. I'm a Leisha, Reb Meir disagrees with our Mishnah. I'm a Leisha, I'm a Kadesh, I'm a Leisha, after I become a Ger, Lachish is a Shtakrir, Shishgairi, after you become a Ger, Lachish is a Shtakrir, Lachish is a Shtakriri, after I free, get freed, after you get freed, Lachish is a Bailach, he tells him, after your husband dies, Lachish is a Bailach, That's our Mishnah. It's my Bali Olam. The Meir Eimer Mukadeshes, because the woman is in the world, he's in the world, it's not totally my Bali Olam. Everything exists except the ability to do the Kenya. And therefore, again, it's the same, I'll use the word philosophical approach, but philosophical is the wrong word. The same halachic approach that these Tanoim hold, each one in their own case, that since the parties are here, it's not Leib on the island. It's not totally Leib on the island. Whereas the Tanakama holds, it has to be doable now. And if it's not doable now, it's Leib on the island. And these Tanoim are saying, even though it's not doable now, and it's not even Biyatcha to do it now, but the parties are existing in the world, and therefore you can get it done. That's Rameh's opinion. It's not totally Leib on the island, partially Leib on the island. Therefore, it's enough to make it work.
He doesn't need biyadai.
He needs the fact that the parties are here. Correct. It's not biyadai in that case. He cannot free her. Yes.
What exactly, what practical nafkamina is going to make if he tells the Eved that he's going to be freed from now when I buy him later? What difference does it make?
You can't change his mind. He's stuck.
Ah. Thank you.
Wait, does Rabbi Yehuda Nasi agree to our Mishnah?
Maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. That's what I was trying to say before. We don't know if these three opinions will agree with each other. I don't know if Rav Lezer Meyakov, who talks about fodder, which will grow itself, would agree to a mayor that needs somebody else to do something. Somebody to free his Evet, somebody to free his Shifcha. I don't know if he would agree. I don't know if Rav Meir, Rav Rebbe, who talks about an Evet, would agree to a woman becoming free. Maybe that's Das Acheres, maybe she's a behemoth and a human. You know, there's a lot of factors in each case. So they each said it in their own case. All the Gemara is saying is they're all using the same concept that you can have something that's not doable now, but is enough existing to be able to do it. Whereas the ones who hold any other Makhna Davishna Bali Olam hold, none. You can't, if it's not doable now, it's not doable. You can't do it. End of story. These three Tanoim are willing to consider something that's not doable now good enough, each one in their own circumstance. They're different circumstances. Now, personally, I think Rameh would agree to Rav Lezer Meyakov, because he says that even if you need other people to free and be Megayer in all those cases, I think for sure he would agree to Fodder. I'm not sure about it. That's what my logic tells me, is that Rameh would agree to Rebbe. I don't know if they would agree to Rameh. That's what I'm trying to say. They're not necessarily of the same opinion completely. They're both all approaching it that Leib Bali Olam doesn't have to mean that Bali Olam doesn't have to mean it's ready to do. Bali Olam has to mean it's somewhat on its way. Somewhat. What degree of the somewhat is, I don't know if they agree to each other. Back to the Gemara. I'm sorry?
Isn't Kasher Esgayer or Kasher Tisgayri a little bit different than the other cases? Because they're not
I said that.
Yet.
I said that. That's why I don't know if they would agree to Rameh. Exactly. But Rameh says that's good enough. You're right. That's why I don't know if Rebbe and Rebbe and Yaakov would agree to him. But Rameh says it's good enough. Right. Rebbe Yaakov has said, I'm a Mukadeshis. If you are not, I'm a Mukadeshis. Really, she should be Mukadeshis. Means he really agrees to a mayor. By the way, Rav Yehuda Nasi is Rebbe, so it shows here that Rebbe does agree to a mayor. However, Ma'atam Amru Eina Mukadeshes Mishum Eva. Rav Yehuda Nasi says, in the last two cases, after your husband dies, or after my wife dies and I marry her sister, that's Eva. That will create a lot of bad feeling. Imagine if the husband hears that somebody was Mekadesh's wife after he dies. or if the woman hears that somebody was Makadosh her sister after she dies. I don't think that would make for a happy marriage. And then Rabbi Yehuda Lusky says, really, she's Mukadashas. The Rabbanah removed the Kedushin because of Eva. In the last two cases only, in Tzisgairi and Esgaya, in all those cases, there's no Eva. In the last two cases, there are other parties involved that are not going to be so happy. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi says they would remove the Kedushin. Dr. Gemara, the next from Nami, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. So why didn't Abaye list Rabbi Yehuda Anasi as one of the Tanoim that say you can do the Tavish Lobali Oilam at a certain stage? Dr. Gemara had a Rabbi behind Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. He did list them. He said Rabbi. Rabbi and Rabbi Yehuda Anasi is the same person. Rashi? Dr. Rashi, Mishum Eva. Let me just finish right. Eva?
Completely yes. Removed, or it's...
Or it's... Conditions.
We removed the Kedushin. Biblically, she's... Hello?
Sorry?
Does somebody have a question?
Did we?
I can't hear. She said it. He's not saying anything, Rabbi.
I know. So Eva, Eva's Achaisa, the Eva's Baila. Vashara Kure Meir is Virle. And the other ones, he agrees to a mayor. Frank the Gemara. The next of Nami, Rabbi Kiva. Why don't we count Rabbi Kiva as another Mandi Amar that says, you can do something in Loi Bali Oilam if it's partially Bailam? The Tanya. Kaidim Shari Isa Lapicha. A woman bends her earnings from her husband. She's mechuyev to give her earnings to her husband, and she goes and bends that he should have pleasure from her earnings. Ain't tzarich love her, the husband doesn't have to bother, because it's his. Meshubet to him. She can't remove something that he has a right to. It's his right. Rabbi Akiva Aimer, Yoffer, Shem etadiv olav yaisim in a royal life. Maybe she will make more than she has to give him, and that the netter will be chal on, and therefore he's going to have to separate this part from that part, which is very hard. So therefore, he might as well nullify the netter as his right of a husband in order to prevent that if she makes more money, then she makes more money that she has to, the netter shouldn't be chal on that. That's what Rabbi Akiva says. Now, she didn't make the money yet. It's a davar shel bali oilam. The answer is, the woman is here. He just hold 1 second. Back. So it says, Rabbi Akiva says, you have to be made for, even though she didn't earn the money yet. So it's a davar shel bali oilam. So why can it work? Answer is, she exists, he exists, that's good enough. Dr. Gemara, no raya, but say, Maralo, I'm Rav Huna Brei Yeshua, Meres Dikti Shiyodai Le'eseya. She didn't try to ban the earnings. She said her hands should be sanctified or consecrated, is that the right word, to those who created them. Meaning, she is trying to be magdish her hands for their earnings, and her hands are here. So it's like, it is Bali Ayla. Her hands become hektish. Her hands become non-usable for mundane things. That's what she's saying. Now, the part that she owes him, she can't do. But more than that, she can do, and that's considered ba'olam. Yedayim isnu ba'olam. She's not doing it on the earnings. She's doing it on the actual hands. Ashi, kainim shari yaisa lepicha. Maisi yadayi lepicha kehekdish. My earnings should be to your mouth like hekdish. Ein ba'olam tzarech lehover. She ain't it rechal, shem mishubedis light. The netter is not chal, because she's mishubedis to him. Shem etadiv. Maisi yadayi yaisim in a royal light. She'll make more than he deserves. the Yaisli Mashi Chayavislai, Basislai, more than she's Mukhoyev. Not an extra, just they take out the Vav. Yaisim in a Royal, which means Yaisli Mashi Chayavislai, more than she's obligated to do for him. But Subasamina Mai Yaisli, Mishko Heislaim, Shesi Biyuda, the weight of 5 slime of vertical thread in Yehuda, and 10 slime begolol. The Asya Hadaf in gold that has thinner thread. The Asya Hadaf a kacha, and when that extra will come, it'll be consecrated, it'll be asakrim. Afa gravdli bal the oil, shas a letter. So here's Rabbi Kiva saying the same thing. Baizkayem, the Mishabaram to the one who created them. Miu bebidit the Mishtabiya de the Baal, what she's muhuyu to do for the husband, Laimatilak the Shino, that she can't ban him from. But the extra she could, and she's not banning the earnings, she's banning her hand. And therefore, her hand is here, and that affects the earnings. Dr. Mishnah Vaiter. Ha'aymer le'isha, amenasha ahariat mukadesh asli, amenasha dabar lecho l'sholtayim. The guy says to the woman, I'm marrying you on condition. Now, this is a key word here. There can be two ways he can mekadesh her. He can mekadesh her with the fact that he's going to intervene for her with the government. He tells her, I'm being mekadesh you because with the hana that I'm going to intervene for you with the government. That could be one way. But if you notice the Mishnah, and the Gemara is going to point this out, even though the Gemara is going to take its time to get there, that he didn't say that. He said, al manas, which means there's an act of kedushin independent of this condition. Because if this were the kedushin, he would not say amanas. He would say amakadeshesli with the fact that I will speak to you, to the government. Right? He can tell a woman, I'm marrying you, and what I'm going to give you is the fact that I'm giving you the pleasure that I'm going to intervene with the government, which is going to save you a ton of money. That would be a good kedushin. Maybe, maybe not. Tomorrow we'll discuss it. But that's not the case of our Mishnah, because the Mishnah does use the word almanas on condition of. I mean, the Mishnah is stressing that this is not the act of kedushin. This is the condition, a totally different thing. Or almanas shadat ba'asimach kapayol, or on the condition that I will work for you as a laborer. If Dibur Lala Shultam Lassa Mukapaya Mukadashas, then Mabaina Mukadashas. If he carries out his condition, she is Mukadashas. If not, it's like every other condition. He made it conditional. He has to keep his condition. If he doesn't keep his condition, he's not Mukadashas. Rashi, ask the Imcha Kapayo, the Pulas Yayim Echad, with the, how long is he going to work for her? But Rashi says he doesn't have to work for her for his lifetime. He's going to work for her for one day as a laborer, and that will be the condition of the kedushin. Amar of Shimon Melakish, Amar Rish Lakish, v'hu shenasal lo shava pruta. He has to give her a pruta for kedushin. And the Gemara understands that Rish Lakish is saying that because you cannot marry a woman with the fact that you will intervene in the government. The Gemara understands that Rish Lakish is limiting that the only way the kedushin can work is if he says, here is money, and I will, on condition that I will speak to the government. But if he will walk over to the woman and say, I'm marrying you with the intervention to the government, or with the fact that I will work for you one day, she's not mukadeshes. That's how the Gemara understood Rish Lakish. And the Gemara wants to know, why not? That's what the Gemara is going to be bothered with. The Gemara understood that Rish Lakish is saying that the Mishnah is telling me that by itself, intervening in the government or working as a laborer cannot work. So therefore, Rish Lakish says it has to be, gives her a pruta. Gemara is going to question that. Why can't it work? Why can't the pleasure of intervening to the government or working as a laborer be kedushin in itself? That's what the Gemara is going to work on. We're going to leave it for next week. Meretz Hashem, Baruch Meis is going to give shiur on Sunday, and I will be back in Meretz Hashem Monday morning on the phone, but I'll be back. Please let everybody have a wonderful Shabbos.
Promise.